This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Pelé, Brazil's mighty king of soccer, has died. He was 82 years old. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The soccer legend had been undergoing treatment for colon cancer since 2021. His agent, Joe Fraga, confirmed his death. Pelé won 3 World Cups with Brazil and spent nearly 2 decades enchanting fans and dazzling opponents as the game's most prolific scorer, with Brazilian club Santos and the Brazilian national team. Widely regarded as one of soccer's greatest players, Pelé orchestrated a fast, fluid style that revolutionized the sport, a samba-like flair that personified his country's elegance on the field. I'm Karen Chamas.
Pope Emeritus Benedict is lucid, conscious, and stable, but his condition remains serious, the Vatican said Thursday, a day after it revealed that the 95-year-old's health had deteriorated recently. A statement from a Vatican spokesman said Pope Francis asked for continued prayers to accompany him in these difficult hours. The former pope served for 8 years, from 2005 to 2013, and then became the first pope to retire in hundreds of years, saying the job had become mentally and physically too much. At the time, he was in his 80s. Russia fired scores of missiles into Ukraine on Thursday, targeting Kyiv, the northeastern city of Kharkiv, and other cities in a massive aerial bombardment that sent people rushing to shelters and knocked out power, Ukrainian authorities said. And East African and African Union officials have arrived in the Tigray region of Ethiopia to launch a joint monitoring and verification mechanism for a peace deal signed in November to end the 2-year war. This is VOA News. Global relief agencies are warning that the Taliban order to ban women from working for non-governmental aid groups will lead to people dying. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The dire prediction came after Afghanistan's Taliban government said women cannot work in NGOs in the country because they're not wearing the Islamic headscarf correctly at work. All 4 major NGOs, Save the Children, CARE, World Vision, and the Norwegian Refugee Council, have suspended their operations in Afghanistan. Spokespeople from all 4 groups warned that without female workers, hundreds and thousands of people will die. They also said that Afghanistan is grappling with one of the worst hunger crises on record, with 6 million people on the brink of famine. I'm Karen Chamas.
In the U.S., the first legal marijuana dispensary is now open in the state of New York. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The Lower Manhattan store is the first of 36 recently licensed dispensaries to open. It's operated by the nonprofit Housing Works. Charles King is CEO.
We intend to use the proceeds from hopefully what will not just be one retail outlet, but more than one, to ameliorate circumstances for other people who have been incarcerated due to possession and sale of drugs.
Housing Works is a minority-controlled social service agency that serves people with HIV and AIDS, as well as those who are homeless and formerly incarcerated. Charles Alexander with the State Office of Cannabis Management says legalization has never been about just freeing marijuana.
Repairing harm that's been done even by this state's own policy.
Alexander made the first purchase, watermelon-flavored gummies and a tin of marijuana flowers. I'm Ed Donahue.
Also in the Big Apple, New York City, entertainers get ready for New Year's Eve, which is this Saturday. Media personality Ryan Seacrest is preparing for his 19th year as host of ABC TV's New Year's Eve coverage. The AP's Margie Zaraleta has more.
Duran Duran, New Edition, and J-Hope of BTS are among the stars who will perform in New York's Times Square for ABC's New Year's Rockin' Eve. Ryan Seacrest will host with YouTube personality Liza Koshy. Seacrest says he's predicting big crowds and something to go wrong.
Live television is all about the unexpected. We all have unexpected moments unfold on live TV, and it's interesting. We don't know what's coming a lot on our show.
I'm Archie Zaraleta.
Reporting via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.